For the last 6 years, a man with a degree from Stanford has been standing on a street corner in California. He holds a pen and a notebook. David Breaux asks each person on the street the same thing, to share their written concept of the word compassion. He shared some of these answers in a book called Simply Compassion Davis, California. Last September, he started a compassion tour around the country, and this month, he's standing at 8th and Idaho in downtown Boise. Our Samantha Wright caught up with Breaux at that location. He explained how he decided to devote his life to the concept of compassion.
I was going through a period in which I was discovering what it is I wanted to do and discovering who I am, and I came across a YouTube video of Karen Armstrong speaking about compassion, specifically about the Charter for Compassion, and it got me to think about compassion, and I got a pen and a notepad and began to inquire in written form what I believe compassion to be, and over the course of maybe 4 or 5 days, I was dissatisfied. So, I decided to go around the community of Lake Merritt in Oakland, California, and to try to come up with a collective definition. And in doing so, found something to it as far as a very valuable, meaningful purpose that I was seeking at the time, and decided to make it a lifelong endeavor. I was ridding myself of unnecessary material goods and unnecessary negative thoughts, and continued to do that. And once I relinquished all those things, I took a vow to make this a lifelong endeavor, to take a pen and a notepad and ask people about compassion. And I moved to Davis in May of 2009 to stay with a friend and his housemates, and began this on June 3rd, 2009.
And you have been all over the place. And how have you seen the response been? What have people said?
From the beginning of the tour, the responses vary. Most of them love, empathy. The amount of people who respond in different communities is different. I find that here in Boise, there's a very high response rate compared to other cities, and I'm grateful for that. A lot of people respond saying it's putting yourself in someone else's shoes, or listening, or understanding, acknowledging, taking loving kind action. And the intent is always to bring awareness to compassion, even if the individual passes on writing. It's simply they heard compassion that day from someone who asked them about it.
Why is compassion so important?
It is the primary healing energy that creates harmony. I think it is needed because of the dis-ease and the ailments that are alive and well in the world. I think one of the things people that I've come into contact with are yearning for is validation, that they need to be acknowledged by simply having someone listen to them. I was sitting on a bench in Austin and at a festival, and the security guard was there, and he knew what I was doing there, and he came by and sat on the bench, and within minutes he was sharing a story, a personal intimate story, and began to weep. And I thought, if this man within minutes is holding this within inside of him, how many more people are holding something within themselves that is causing disease and causing disharmony in their own thinking and their own lives? It's common that people come up and they share.
David Breaux speaking with our Samantha Wright. Breaux can be found most days standing at 8th and Idaho in Boise talking about compassion. Next month he's going to Portland and then Seattle. He says other communities have asked him to visit as well. He also plans to go back to Davis for a time to finish writing a second book on compassion.